Hey there, Wednesday, March 13th. This is Will running through the morning brief for today. Before we get rolling, just a few comments about market move yesterday. Nothing particularly incremental, at least from a narrative perspective. We saw some big moves from the N indices, which we'll touch on, but again, nothing really incremental changing a narrative following the CPI release. Core reading came in a bit hotter, though I think the broader disinflation trend is still intact and market's still pricing in about an 85 basis points of rate cuts this year. You're also seeing some of the sell side strategists put out some pushback against bubble talk. So overall, pretty constructive. And today, there's really no major economic data releases. Though there is a 30-year bond auction, which I think could cause a little bit of attention. As for movement yesterday, markets responded favorably to CPI data. You saw the Nasdaq composite up the most, over 1.5%. S&P 500 also up 1%. Pretty nice close because there was a point where we were negative on the day. And then you saw gold pull back about 1% as well. Consider yesterday's move compared to 4 years ago from yesterday. So yesterday was March 12th. This was a heat map of the S&P 500, some of the biggest names on March 12th of 2020. So of course that was coming into the COVID sell-off. We were about midway through at that point, not until the bottom in, on the 23rd. But this was a far cry from what we saw yesterday. March 12th, 2020, Alphabet was down over 10%. Microsoft was down nearly 12. Apple was down over 12. Amazon was down over 8. So a far, far cry from what we saw 4 years ago. Three, that was interesting. Worth a shot. All right, S&P 500, no change. This is the 50-point chart. So long-term view is still in this massive column of X's. I think we probably started talking around 4,700 about, oh, how much longer can this go on? And this has proven to go on much longer than anyone has probably anticipated, which is often how things go. The equal weight S&P 500 looks a bit more, call it methodical, some higher bottoms, not as much of a pronounced stem as the cap weight. This is still sitting at all-time chart highs at 6,700. Overall, pretty constructive picture here. If you look at RSP, excuse me, that's the equal weight S&P 500 ETF. Good fund score, also at all-time highs. We wrote a piece on this about it took, I think, the third longest time for RSP to get back to all-time highs. Historically, those big droughts lead to outperformance for the equal weight going forward. So we are bullish on the equal weight here, or at least I am personally in terms of alpha. But I also want to highlight that it is extremely overbought right now. So 93% on its weekly distribution. That is rare. You see something that overbought, especially the equal weight S&P 500. I don't have performance on that, but typically the way things go with overbought readings, either super washed out readings are bullish, or honestly, super overbought readings typically tend to be bullish. I saw a study that broke out RSI, which is a more classic kind of technical analysis oscillator, moves above 70, and then times where you're extremely washed out on the downside. Both of those tended to yield some of your better results 1 year plus later. So that's something to keep in mind. Just elevates that short-term potential and maybe dollar cost average into positions instead of taking full positions right now. Nasdaq composite, still a big stem of X's. The 200-point chart, no change to that long-term view. I want to mention our models page, models and products, models. It's been a great year for trend following and momentum so far. There's tons of models on our system that do a variety of different things: sector rotation, individual stock rotation. We have mutual fund rotation right here with the TR price at the top. And I would never suggest chasing performance because time in the models will be much more beneficial than trying to time the models of when they're going to do well. But for what it's worth, I'll throw it a plug. A lot of those year-to-date and one-year numbers look pretty strong right now. So check out some of those. Could be interesting, especially as trend following is picking up. All right, two parting shots to go with today. China, FCA, we put this tweet on yesterday afternoon. We're seeing some pretty material improvement. This is the First Trust AlphaDex China Fund. Like I said, the ticker is FCA. Fund score is still below a three, but this got back into a positive trend the other day. First time it re-entered a positive trend since June 2020. And if you want to go look at that chart, it tends to trend pretty well. So that's a pretty notable material breakout for China. That could be a big tailwind for emerging market funds. And then earnings note this morning, Dollar Tree looks like they're going to post unfavorable guidance. Stocks down like 6% pre-market. This makes sense here, to be honest. I mean, this is a two attribute stock, so technically weak. It's towards the bottom of the S&P 500 matrix. You look at the chart, you have these big series of lower highs. So the technical evidence was against this going into today, despite this nice little run up that we saw overall. Pretty clear technical negative picture. That'll be, I think, rolling over today. So still stay away from Dollar Tree. We wouldn't be looking to pick it up on a big pullback today. That's all I had in terms of updates. Thanks for sticking with me. Dave is going to be on tomorrow.